You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast. BFM.
Now, this is a new track from Tyrann, who is a Niue and Samoan Tamaki Makaurau based creative. I got to speak with him, which was really cool. So we'll have a listen to this tune, and then we'll have a listen to that interview. It's really great speaking with him. Thanks, Tyrann. Great track.
What I see, I gotta have it more than a crush. Get you feeling higher than rush. Let you take me back, then you're breaking back with you in the game royal flush. You know I've been feeling some things that I've been wanting to tell ya. Been saving a space, so baby boy, why don't you come take a seat? You know I can't forget about my.
To you now. Play nice, but I'm bad when you're in that ass. I don't wanna play games. Pick me up and don't be late. I've been saving you a space, so get on.
Stop all the running, cause you know you've got the best of me. Give me your loving, cause you know I can't forget about my boy. I'm making all this noise. I want all your attention. I can't get it if you're going. I'm loving what you do. So do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it to me. Call my name. I want mine to be the same. No other lover could ever replace ya.
So do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it to me.
Take it, the sunlight, the moonlight. If you're mine, I've never met someone like you before. Staying on my mind. Of my time, stay here all night till morning. You're mine. I've never met someone like you before. Staying on my mind, taking up my time. You know I can't forget about my boy, boy, boy. Can't forget about my boy, boy.
That's Do It by Tyrann. That was really cool to speak with him the other day, earlier this week. We had a good chat about his music, the song itself, where he finds inspiration, etc. We'll have a listen to that one now, shall we? You've just released your newest single, Do It. Congratulations, it's such a fun track.
Thanks.
And you've always been a creative person through dance, the creative collective All My Friends, and studying commercial music at Massey. But what made you really want to pursue and get into music in the first place?
Good question. I always think about like the earliest memory that I have of singing, and it's me like in our living room as a kid. I don't know how old I was, like 3 or 4 or 5. It's me and I'm like killing Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. And I just think from that moment, the delusional little pop star in me was kind of born, and I just haven't been able to run away from it. So music's kind of always been that thing that I just can't stop chasing. So here I am.
No, that's so classic, the Britney Spears arc.
Yeah, exactly. Up there, right?
Yep. And your songwriting explores diverse themes of cultural identity, sexuality, and the struggles of navigating adulthood as a queer Pacific Islander in Aotearoa. Can you tell me a little bit more about where you find inspiration for writing music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you could literally write about anything. One thing that kind of always ends up being a song topic for me is love, and it's love in the sense of relationships and not always romantic relationships either. So it's fun for me to kind of be able to explore what it is that I hold myself to, like the values that I hold myself to, and how I can kind of explore that through music and through talking about different relationships that I have with myself, with friends, with family, with people I meet on the street randomly. So yeah, that's kind of how I guess like to write.
No, totally. Yeah, talking a little bit more about this song, how does this song kind of connect those themes a little bit more?
This song, so I wrote the song for my partner. My partner's annoying as... since we met, he's been bugging me to write him a song, so I finally caved last year and I wrote this for him for his birthday. When I set out to write it, I wanted it to be something that was really, really easy to move to. We both love chucking music on and dancing, so for me to be able to make like a pop song especially that we can chuck on and dance to is something that I really wanted to do. But at the same time, even just writing lyrics that, like, I start the song saying, you know, I can't forget about my boy, and me growing up, I always was consistently changing the pronouns when I was singing songs to fit something that I thought people wanted me to say. So I would always change she to he, or if it was a song where they were saying he, I would always change it to she just to feel a bit more comfortable. So for me to be able to do this and just be myself on the song is kind of a big goal.
That's big and that's beautiful. I didn't know that that was about your partner, so that's really awesome. And I feel like your releases since your first single in 2018, was it, Yours, which is a lot slower, are now exploring an R&B dance sound and something that's really upbeat and, as you say, something that you can dance to. Is this kind of the direction you want to keep taking your sound?
Yes, and maybe. I'm a huge fan of pop in general, and especially K-pop. K-pop tends to take a lot of inspiration from a whole bunch of genres and just puts it in a really polished pop format. And so for me, I really enjoy that. I enjoy the idea of being able to touch different kinds of genres, but kind of package it in a way that is easy to digest. And so hopefully you'll hear more upbeat songs. I see more ballads from me, R&B, pop. I kind of want to, like, I want to do it all in a way.
And just in general, what's kind of next for you?
So the music video for Do It will come out on July the 5th. And following that, we'll kind of just let it ride out and see how Do It does. I have a few more singles, hopefully, to release at the end of the year. So something to look forward to.
Exciting things coming. Yay.
Yeah.
That was me speaking to Taran on earlier this week. That was really cool. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Taran. Great new track and lots more to come, I hear. And that music video for that one will be coming out on July 5th. So stay tuned and stay tuned for more music from him. I'm really excited to see more that's coming. I'm so excited. Anyway, we're going to continue on with the show. Thank you, Turan, and that was awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.